I know the club had started speaking at the start of the week, but I come aware of it yesterday. Came into training and, you know, they asked me if I'd like to go out on loan and play at Rotherham. And to be honest, I jumped at the opportunity to go out there and play some football.
You have featured, though, for Charlton this year. You've made 27 appearances. So what is the situation there? I mean, maybe a few eyebrows raised that you're going out on loan.
Yeah, I mean, it's been hard this year, probably, for Charlton and myself, really, just with new managers coming in and out, not having a very big squad. So all players are used. but, you know, from playing last year and being Players Player of the Year and Fans Player of the Year, Runner-Up Player of the Year, I came into this season thinking that I was going to be playing a lot more football, and it hasn't happened. So I've been trying to, you know, keep my head and be professional and carry on. And, you know, luckily Rotherham have come in and I've got a chance to go out there and make these last eight games count. It's been a very hard season for myself, for my family, everyone really. Obviously coming from from Stevenage and going up all the way through, playing lots of games each season. So it's been a very tough year, but I'm professional in what I do on and off the field. So, you know, I hope that everything that I've done this year can lead into these last eight games and really give me a big boost.
How much are you looking forward maybe to making your debut this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it should be good, obviously. A debut is good in itself, but to have a derby as well, it's even more special. Boys have obviously had a hard game Wednesday, so today, you know, it was sharp and short and sharp, which is good for preparation for tomorrow, and everyone's raring to go. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is a rivalry and stuff, but when you get out on that pitch, it's all about taking the 3 points for the players and beating Sheffield Wednesday tomorrow.
The manager has spoken about his interest in not just making this a loan, but potentially a permanent deal in the summer. Is that something you're even thinking about at this time?
I mean, at the minute, I want to prove to, you know, myself, to people out there, the manager, everyone, that, you know, I am a good Championship player and that I can play at this level day in, day out. So, you know, for me, it's coming here and getting more points on the board for Rotherham. You know, we're 6 points clear of that bottom three, and I hope that by the end of it, you know, we don't even look behind us.
It's a slightly different experience for you, having been, you know, in the South predominantly, to come up to Yorkshire and have this kind of a move at this stage in your career.
Yeah, I've always been, well, lucky or not, I don't know, where all my family are down south, so it's always been quite nice for them to come and see me play football and things. But for me and my wife, we've always said that, you know, wherever football takes me, it takes me, because it's such a short career. And to get the opportunity to come and play football, to turn that down, I think would be very stupid as a footballer. You know, that's what you are for foremost. And to play football and to be given the opportunity, thankfully, from Rotherham to come and play football before the season finishes in May is an opportunity that I had to take.
How important is it that you've got that support then? Because I bet it's not the same for every player, and it is a big move to come from the South to the North.
Yes, it is a big move. You know, I'm probably going to be staying in a hotel for the rest of the time, but it's, you know, something that it's new to me, and I'll learn from it, and, you know, hopefully it's a good move. And, you know, in these next, you know, couple of months, I may be, you know, something might happen and it might make me, you know, want to move up here, and never know what could happen.